Random House Audio presents Last of the Breed by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by David Strathairn. The soldier placed the flat, skin-wrapped package on the table before Colonel Zamatyev and stepped back, standing rigidly at attention. Before diverting his attention to the package, Zamatyev studied the soldier. Hunger, cold, and the exhaustion of long trails had sapped the man's strength and drained him of feeling. Gaunt and hollow-eyed, he awaited orders.
You saw nothing of Alyakhin?
Nothing, sir.
And the American? You saw him? He spoke to you?
We were told to kill him, to shoot on sight. I glimpsed him through the trees and started forward. To kill him was my duty. He moved again, and I saw an opening between two trees. I rushed forward.
And then?
It was a trap. There was a rope of branches between the two trees, hidden by undergrowth. I tripped and fell. The soldier put a hand to his forehead where the remains of the bruise could still be seen. My head hit very hard. When I awakened, he was standing over me.
He was armed?
He had my rifle, my knife. The muzzle of the rifle was at my throat. He looked at me for a long time, and then he said, "You are young to die. Lie there while you count to 100. Then get up and take this package to Colonel Zamatyev. To Zamatyev and to no one else, you understand. No one else. Tell him to open it when he is alone."
Nothing else?
Nothing.
You counted?
There was nothing to be done. He had taken my rifle. He was gone. Colonel Zamatyev studied him with eyes that seemed to offer no mercy.
Nothing else. Nothing.